This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Second date update.
If you've ever been set up by a friend for a blind date, you know how awkward that can be. Especially if the friend who's setting you up is Brooke.
Because then I hope I'm blind.
That's not a strong enough word.
Oh, my God. No. No, I am so good at this. One of my friends actually got married to the person I set her up with.
But the problem is Brooke is notoriously competitive. So right after she introduces you to the date, Brooke undoes an extra button and tries to flirt and then steal the guy right back.
Mama can give it, then mama can take it.
That's how it's done.
Mama can give it, then take it. But you two are awful.
Apparently, even that isn't as awkward as the blind date situation. One of our listeners found herself tossed into the other night.
Undo a button now, Brooke, for this call? Please?
Brooke, button yourself back up and let's say hi to her. Robin, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks.
All my buttons are up, Robin, okay?
We're in a safe space now.
Yeah. But we're still uncomfortable a little bit.
Yeah, so it's, you went out on a blind date set up by a friend?
I did. It was brave. Something else.
Can I hear the sales pitch from your friend, like why you should do this?
Yeah, tell us how it started.
All right. So I'm recently single.
Okay.
My friends were just really encouraging me to go on and get out there.
Right.
I don't know, jump back on the horse. And it had been a long time since I'd been on any sort of dating app.
Okay. I thought you were going to say any horse.
Yeah.
Well, that too.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
And what did that feel like on the dating apps for your first time in a while?
Well, I wasn't really sure what to do. And so my friend, my bestie said, I can make a profile for you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, she made the whole thing for you? That could be dangerous.
I was a little hesitant, but I mean, she does know me the best.
Yes.
So I just trusted her.
Yeah. Okay. I would trust my best friend to do it.
That's true.
I mean, I would argue my mom knows me better than anybody else, and she set up a dating profile for me, and that turned out freaking horribly.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe
and
you're.
She put it on a weird side.
That's different.
I'm sure your friend was kinder than my mom was. Tell us how it went. How did it go?
So basically, I get a call from her like a week after. I guess she's been really monitoring my...
Oh, she's still logged in.
What'd be exciting?
I thought, like, she set it up for you and then she let you go.
Oh,
like, you know, give you wings, let you fly.
It sounds like she took full control over your dating profile.
I guess I wasn't ready for the wings just yet.
Okay.
But he told me that she found the perfect match for me.
Strong statement.
No pressure.
Well, okay.
Like, hey, we're going to go to this nice bar tomorrow. And I'm going to come with you.
What? Wait. No.
Hold on. Okay. He knows about her.
Now she's pulling a Brooke move.
But does that mean she told the guy, hey, I'm setting up my friend? Or was she acting like you?
She said she was setting up me.
Okay.
Okay.
So there was honesty from the beginning.
Before you went to the bar, did she show you at least a photo of the guy that you were about to meet?
Oh, no.
No, she did not.
It was a real blind
date. Definition blind date.
Yes. Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, can I at least get his name? And no.
No.
Not even a name.
Okay, so is he there when you walk into the bar?
She didn't know.
Well, her friend would know.
I know.
Her friend would tell her.
I didn't know, but I will say, right after walking in, this really cute guy comes up to me and he says, "Oh, hey, you must be Robin."
Oh.
I was like, "Oh, okay."
And he's cute.
Hey. He picked a good one. His name's Jay.
Yeah, oh. That's awesome.
Yay.
All right. Well, good work on your friend.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So here's where it gets crazy. My friend comes in and then she shows me two more guys. She's like, "Hey, say hi to Cal and Jack."
What?
And I'm, at this point, I'm really confused.
Oh my God.
I'm confused too.
So she made a very public announcement, and I quote, "This is my hot best friend, Robin. She's recently single.
Oh.
I asked you all here to give her her own TV experience of The Bachelorette."
No!
Oh, my God. Oh,
even worse.
So she invited, like, 20 guys.
20 men? 20 men were waiting for just
20
you.
20 men.
Oh,
but not all
God.
Of them knew. Not all of them knew. And, like, I saw a few guys walk out.
I would walk out so fat. Well, yikes. I'd grab a
Well, that, it, that wasn't because of you. They just couldn't handle the competition. You know?
How did you feel when your friend sprung that
oh,
on
my
you, that
God.
Suddenly you're going to be meeting a bunch of dudes all in one night?
I was horrified.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So what did you say to your friend? Did she get that you were, like, mortified?
I think she got it, but she pushes me, which most of the time is a good thing.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
We balance each other out, right?
So did you start talking to all these dudes?
Oh, my
yeah.
God. I just imagine her with a clipboard, her friend in a corner, just crossing names off. Like, all right, next. Come on.
I gotta organize it.
It's a casting call.
She's doing side interviews.
Yes.
She just might have done that. I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh my God.
I mean, did you end up, like, vibing with any of these dudes?
Surprisingly, yes.
Oh, okay.
There are at least like three or four that I was really vibing with.
So are we calling four guys right now? What's going on?
Yeah, which one are we calling?
Well, I really liked the first guy that was there right when I walked in.
Oh, so you narrowed it down to one.
What was his name again?
Yeah, you told us.
His name's Jay.
Jay.
Oh, that's
Jay.
Right.
Okay,
that's
sorry.
Right.
Got really distracted by the 20 dudes.
Yeah.
Forgot the name.
Yep, as per
okay.
usual.
Say that a lot.
And why did Jay stand out?
He was just, like, really smart and funny. We had good, like, banter and all that.
Yeah, and like he's on natural. Time. He was the first one there.
Yeah. So Jay was your favorite from the Bachelorette experience.
I liked him, yeah.
Did you ever end up going out with him again after the bar?
So we exchanged numbers.
Okay.
And we've been texting and all that, and it was really nice, but recently I've been kind of putting in more energy to the whole trying to plan something part of it.
Yeah,
like he's fading a little bit.
Yeah, and I don't know why he's pulling away now.
Interesting. I mean, how long has it been since your guys' first meeting now?
I guess it hasn't been that long, like a few weeks.
That's a long time.
That is long. What do you mean?
Yeah, that's a long time. Did you ever go out with any of the other guys?
No.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Jay's the one and only.
All eggs, one basket, huh?
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
how I do things.
One for you.
Well, we know, Brooke. Thank God.
Yeah, Brooke's got like a 38
omelet
in the house.
So, yeah, I used to.
Here's what we're doing. We're going to come back. We're going to call Jay for you, and we're going to invite him into the fantasy suite.
Wait,
to ask him why he won't go out with you
Skip
one
into
more
the good part of the show.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I want to get to. We're going to do it with your second date update right after this.
Second date update.
Anybody who's seen The Bachelor or The Bachelorette knows the relationships that start on those shows have a notoriously high success rate of going the distance.
Oh, man. True love.
I think it's 100%.
I mean, like, out of the 40-plus seasons, I'd say almost three of those couples are still on speaking terms, which is pretty good.
Wow.
I like how half of them are like, we may get divorced before the marriage.
Yeah.
But I bring it up because one of our listeners, Robin, had her own Bachelorette experience the other night. Did not know it was happening until she arrived at the bar and her friends surprised her with 20 dudes.
Hey, boys. Hey, how you doing?
Okay, Brooke, this is not your moment.
Come on,
this
Brooke.
Is for Robin
Calm
today.
Down.
Okay?
Down. Does have a whip?
Buttons back up, please. Robin
Jeez.
Spoke to all of them that night. At least the ones who didn't immediately leave when they found out what was happening. But the guy that she liked the best was actually the first one she met.
Yeah.
Named Jay. They had a great time.
After that night, though,
we do apologize for Brooke. After that night, Robin feels like she's been putting more effort into like seeing him again.
Right.
She wants some help moving things along.
What we didn't ask is, have you asked your best friend for any advice before you came to us? Or are we done with her advice?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think I'm taking just a little break.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll go back to her after we're done calling Jay here. First, let's see if he picks up and has any explanation.
And if he doesn't want to go out with you again, bonus, you got some backup numbers still, right, from that night?
Yeah.
Okay. There we go.
The overflow guys may be listening right now.
Yeah, let's try and focus on Jay for now. I'm going to dial his number. Let's hopefully he picks up. Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, we're looking to speak with Jay.
Speaking.
Oh. Hey, Jay. Hey. You are speaking with a radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Good morning.
Oh, wow. Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Oh, look at your cute little voice.
Okay, Brooke.
What? Did you hear that? I think he has an accent.
Sorry to hit on you, sir.
Yeah.
I mean, no wonder he was the first one.
You sound pretty comfortable being on the radio here. Do you listen?
Every now and then, yeah. I would say, yeah.
Oh, no accent. Sorry. Read that wrong.
We need to turn Brooke's microphone off for just a minute. I'm just joking, Jay.
I am just joking.
We're all very excited to talk to you because we've heard about you through one of our listeners that you met the other night, and she had a really good time with you.
Yeah, well, a couple weeks ago, right?
Huh. Yeah, it's someone that you met named Robin.
Oh, yeah.
You definitely remember Robin, bro. That's like the craziest thing
ever,
right?
Yeah, no, I definitely do. You're absolutely right. I remember Robin.
And she didn't say, like, you're ghosting her or anything like that. It sounds like you guys have been chatting a little bit via text.
We have been. It's been pretty nice, I could say, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's awesome.
And we've heard about how you and Robin met that first night with the way that her friends set up the big thing at the bar. Yeah. I mean, I'm wondering, what was that like for you?
I'm actually really surprised she even told you. She explained to you guys what happened.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you know going in that her friend was setting up like a bachelorette experience?
Well, that's the thing. I walked in there. I'm expecting this nice, quiet meetup.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
you had no idea?
I had no idea what was going on.
No.
But I walk in the door, and it's like a conveyor belt of people lined up.
I want to crawl into a corner.
It was like a circus, it sounds like.
Oh, that poor girl.
Step right up.
Honestly, I felt really bad for her because she seemed shocked. I don't think she walked in there expecting this to be like a party for Robin, you know?
Nobody expected anything but the friend.
I think it's safe to say that she had no idea either. So you guys were both in the same boat of surprise.
We were both shocked, which I think is why we actually hit it off, because, you know, she was having conversations with other people, and I will say it looked like she was hitting it off with some people, but, like, we really matched on the fact that it was really uncomfortable to be standing there in a room directed just for you.
So what, if you guys, like, it sounds like you had a real connection and you're excited, were you going to ask her out and you just haven't got around to it, or...?
So, here's the thing. My friends, we were talking about it, and they said, wow, that was actually a really cool thing, and maybe you should try that for yourself.
What?
Why don't we do this for you?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
You're doing the same thing as she's doing?
So I gave them the password for my dating app, and they kind of just went from there and set it up.
And if that's the case, why isn't Robin invited? She should be on the list.
That's not very fair to Robin, who chose you that night out of all the guys she met at her bachelorette.
And I'm going to tell you, a lot more girls are going to walk out of the room when they find out.
Yeah, you're probably
like
a zero.
You're right.
Unless it's open bar that night,
it doesn't
and maybe
work
Alexis will stick around for that.
The guys are the thirsty ones. Okay.
I just figured that if she was doing it, maybe I should do it.
So you want to go out with Robin, but you want to wait and see what your options are? Is that
I'm sure Robin's going out with like three or four of the other guys from that night, so it's probably not just me.
You know, that wasn't we heard from her, but I don't know.
Could be true.
We do have a way that we could find out, because I need to let you know, Jay, that there is someone waiting out in the secret limo outside of the studio.
Oh, are you allergic to roses? I hope not.
they're wanting to talk to you.
I feel like we would hand out carnations.
Yeah, we would.
Yeah.
Surprise, it's Robin.
Yeah.
She's on the phone.
She's on the phone? What do you mean she's on the phone?
I mean, she's been on the other line listening this entire time. That's how this segment
yeah!
works.
Welcome to our show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, Robin. Hey. Oh.
This is really weird.
Yeah, a little bit. How have you been, though?
I mean, I don't, what kind of question is that? From what I just heard, it sounds like you're just waiting for something better to come along.
Oh. Well, I wouldn't say that's the case. I mean, I was exploring options. Weren't you exploring options that night? It was casual. Mm. I like you. I still like you.
Okay.
Honestly, I mean, the reason I haven't made like an official date yet is because I'm kind of a little worried that I might really get attached to you and make me, you know?
God forbid.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Every love story needs like a little test with 20 random women.
But isn't that the whole problem with dating right now is you always feel like there's something better. Like, just like the choices are endless right now. And
yeah,
so
speak
you're
for
constantly.
Yourself,
bro. I think like you scroll through the app and it's just choice after choice after choice after choice. At some point, you got to take yourself out of that, like, hamster wheel and say, this is it.
Hamster's having fun on the wheel right now. So
wheels always look fun.
Yeah. But Robin, what I'm hearing here is this bachelor pad event for him has not happened yet. Mm-hmm. And it does seem like you two actually do get along pretty well.
Or did.
So maybe right now you want to try and talk to him and convince him to cancel his upcoming bachelor
night. You don't need those other
Well, I mean, I can't force you to do anything. I know that's not even my place. Yeah. However, I will say if the only thing holding you back is just the fact that you think you're gonna like me too much, I mean, that's a little silly.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a fair point.
Yeah.
I don't want to let my friends down, though, either, you know?
I mean, to cancel.
Oh, you're bros. You know what? There's like another rule you have to follow.
So, I honestly think if you go to that and you have a date with her before, you'll be able to compare, right?
Yeah. Brooke is floating her key party idea like she always does. But I personally think that, Jay, in my opinion, I honestly believe that you should call off the event.
Really?
Because you say you like Robin as much as you say it. Prove it. Take her out on a date, a date that we would pay for.
I think that's a great idea.
Okay.
Oh, then canceled. What?
But I can't do that.
Why?
Listen, Robin, no matter what, after the event, I'm going to text you. I'm going to call you.
Look at you, Robin.
Look at
Robin,
you, girl number 21.
Anything you want to say to Jay before we end this?
You know, I know that I probably shouldn't. I know that I should, like, be a priority, but let's just go on one date.
Wait, what? After all that, you're going to go out with him?
Yeah.
Great.
You know, I really think that they're going to work out. I know you think I'm nuts, but I do. I think that he's going to go and there's going to be like not a great selection of people that his friends picked out for him. And he's going to be like, I'm an idiot. Robin's amazing.
And you know the dudes are way worse at picking out girls than the girls are picking out guys.
Yes. 100%. Oh, and I bet the half of them are catfishes.
Yeah.
You know?
They're bots.
You would stick around if a guy said to you, hey, I really, really like you.
Yeah.
But I'm going to date 20 other women first.
Sad.
They haven't even gone out on a date. She doesn't have dibs on anything.
They can't go on a date. He has 20 other ones lined up for her.
Okay. Who does it these days?
Right.
I give up on relationships and love.
I do too, Jeff.
You know what? There's still hope for you.
I don't
know. You can email the show. We'll call that person. And then the 25 other people that you're also sort of interested in.
Yeah.
Try and get you a second date update.
That's why this segment works.
Yeah, right. Everyone gets a date.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.